Good evening, and welcome to This is the Week That Is News with a special report. The country is still reeling from Tuesday's midterm election results, and here in Pennsylvania, we're preparing to say farewell to Governor Tom Corbett. We have with us here in the studio a few guests with some parting words.
Hello. My name is Trudy Hughes, and I was Tom Corbett's first grade teacher. What can I say about Tom? He has come a long way from that sweet little boy who was my student at Marcellus Shale Elementary School. From the very beginning, Tom was a natural leader. When the school needed money, he was the one who had the brilliant idea to close it. Now, to be fair, all children sometimes wish their school would close forever, but Tom Corbett was the only little child who grew up and made that dream a reality. It took him 50 years, but he finally did it. Go, Thomas.
Hello, Tom. It's your old friend Sarah Palin. And as one former governor to another, I'm here to give you some advice about what to do with all your spare time in January. After I retired from office, I hosted the television show Sarah Palin's Alaska. You could host Tom Corbett's Pennsylvania. On the program, I showed my viewers the endangered species of Alaska, the short-tailed albatross and the blue whale. You could show viewers the endangered species of Pennsylvania, voters with rights and well-educated children. Ouch, that hurt. I'm just joshing with you, Tom. Forget the protected habitat. Drill, baby, drill. Am I right? Also, after I retired, I wrote the book Good Tidings and Great Joy, Protecting the Heart of Christmas, where I talked about all those liberals who are trying to take the Christ out of Christmas. And if you take the Christ out of Christmas, all you're left with is mus, which means more in Mexican, and the last thing this country needs is more Mexicans. I know you agree with me there, Tom. Well, the last thing I'll say, Tom, is that after I retired, I kept myself in the public eye, and that is something you really need to work on. When I asked around, most Philadelphians thought their governor was Mayor Nutter. You don't want him taking all the credit, so get out there and toot your own horn. And then Pennsylvanians won't have to ask, what's that pain in my ass? They'll know it's Tom Corbett.
Hello, everyone. My name's Craig Wallace from Scholastic Books. In honor of the midterm elections, we've come out with some new children's and young adult books. Some titles include One State, Two State, Red State, Blue State, and Are You There, God? It's Me, Corbett. And Dr. Seuss has scripted a new version of The Three Little Pigs. I have an advanced copy, and I'm happy to read a bit from the book for you today. This is a story about the one little pig, Tom Corbett his name, and governing his gig. He built him a house, not of sticks or of straws, but of coal, shale, and oil, and questionable laws. He tried to stop people from voting, oh my, and to keep gays from marrying, oh well, nice try. He told all the women they had no right to choose, but that one day their grocery store would sell booze, so that when they were shopping, like women all do, they'd have one stop to make, not three or not two. He cut funding for lower and higher education, and soon became known as worst gov in the nation. But one day on the scene, a new face appeared, and Tom Corbett laughed and had no sense of fear. He said to his cronies, "Hey, who is this clown?" They said, "That's the big bad Tom Wolf, and he'll blow your house down." And the big bad Tom Wolf huffed and puffed in the air, and Tom Corbett began to get a little bit scared. And I wasn't there, but some people say his hair got three shades even whiter that day.
Thank you, Craig and Sarah and Mrs. Hughes. And thank you, Governor Corbett.